This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. My good friends, I wish to express to you my cordial thanks for the very comfortable chair you sent me some time since. That was a handwritten thank you note from August 1864 from President Lincoln to the Shaker community. He had sometime earlier received from them one of their handmade rocking chairs with the checkerboard black and red designed woven seat. He called it very comfortable. As the son of a furniture builder himself, he would have noted the perfect joints, the straight rungs, the polish, and the simplicity. It wasn't a bribe from a D.C. lobbyist. In fact, the chair was sent after the Shakers had been left alone, receiving telegrams that read furloughed until called for, and called for never came. The Shakers had made several visits to the War Office, and they had sent a petition to Lincoln pointing out that, quote, your armies have visited us from a small squad to 5,000 to 6,000 at a time, and even though our barns were then emptied and the fences made into campfires, they were fed gratuitously, thousands at a time. The Shakers only ask for conscientious objectors' status. The Shakers also had a larger purpose in mind. They were conscientious objectors to war itself and wanted legal protection for their religious right not to fight. They had similarly refused to fight in the American Revolution. Many Americans would have resented their objections. The Shakers were looking for Lincoln's support for legislation that would protect their right not to bear arms. It might be hard, maybe impossible, to find this rocking chair now. But then many gifts to Lincoln would be hard to find nowadays. For example, the mammoth ox that was named General Grant, the pair of live eagles, the offered war elephants from the King of Siam, or the half-dozen hams, the fruitcake, or the fresh salmon. Lincoln was showered with gifts and requests. Lincoln was aware of early American utopian communities. There was a Shaker village in Kentucky at a place called Pleasant Hill, and he lived for years within 50 miles of a German religious utopian village in New Harmony, Indiana, and would have seen the German farmers and peddlers and tradesmen traversing the road near his home on Pigeon Creek in Gentryville. Lincoln was a respecter of religious rights as well. He countermanded an anti-Jewish order earlier issued by General Grant in the West, and he forbade a military governor in Missouri from inhibiting preachers who preached pro-Southern sermons. And personally, Lincoln would have felt some affinity toward the nonviolent Shakers, having never taken up hunting himself after shooting his first and only turkey at the age of 8, and never having seen combat in the Black Hawk War. You couldn't call the leader of America's bloodiest war a pacifist by any means, but he conducted the war with the highest warrior code, never kill out of passion or hatred. He exemplified the Pacific spirit of the samurai warrior. The only other presidential rocking chairs are John Kennedy's Boston rocker from his war-injured back and President McKinley's favored rocking chair. The heavy upholstered rocking chair known as the Lincoln rocker is the one he used at Ford's Theater. It's not the Shaker chair. What is the spirit of sitting? Lincoln is sitting in a throne-like chair in his most famous icon, the Lincoln Memorial. As kingly as it appears, his posture is as inviting as a Navajo storytelling doll. Were there steps up to his presidential lap, I can imagine children over the ages climbing up to sit with him, just as his real sons once did. Most paintings and photographs of Lincoln are of him sitting. Sitting meditation is a powerful practice. Sitting down together is a powerful gesture, as is sharing food, sitting at a table. The early speakers in synagogues would present Torah lessons sitting, as did the first preachers in the early church. There was no bully pulpit then. Now, the famous Yale chaplain William Sloan Coffin used to say that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And it is true also nowadays, especially if you don't sit down and think things through, you won't know what to stand for. The Shakers sent Lincoln a perfect gift. They were rewarded, mostly, with protection from the war. And when he was assassinated, as I have seen myself, handwritten in their ledgers are the double-sized words, "President Abraham Lincoln has been killed!" Lincoln's spirit and the Shakers were of the same vein. In his words, he was said to have had a mild, quiet, chaste and dignified, simple and direct, almost religious nature, an indefinite something. And as Anita Sanchez says in her book on Lincoln's chair, those perceptive words might well serve as a description of a Shaker chair as well. He was their president too, the Shakers. Spiritually, they understood this man and felt his goodness, and he seemed to understand theirs, a goodness that can light us down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.